Well, today we're going to talk about how important it is to carry a message of God's love and God's unconditional welcome to people who are LGBTQIA identifying. This is a message that we want to carry at all times if we are an open and affirming person, an open and affirming Christian, but especially when we want to highlight at this time of year, since it's June and it's Pride Month 2024. Now, this message of unconditional love and unconditional welcome is one that we as a church want to embody in everything we do because we are an open and affirming church. We seek to be diverse and inclusive as best we can, and we're striving for that all the time. In particular, for people who identify as LGBTQIA, we also know that you do not experience unconditional love and welcome in every aspect of your life. And together, with and for and alongside you, we all want to make sure that that is not true and becomes more and more the exception in your lives, that you experience welcome and affirmation everywhere. We want to talk about what we can do as a church to make that more and more true. Now, that begins with all of us being able to affirm a fundamental message that all people are sacred and welcomed by God. That people are sacred and that God wants to welcome them into the church family. Now, this is particularly true for everybody, but many of us have never questioned this. I, for instance, have really never questioned whether I believe God is with me, that God is in me, and that I'm welcome in the church. But that is not true for a lot of people, and is especially not true for people if they identify as LGBTQIA+. Because religious people and religious leaders have been at the foreground, sadly, of people becoming exclusive and unwelcoming. And we want to reverse that and change that. Now, looking at this makes us understand that this is not, again, a new challenge for religious people and religious leaders. In fact, actually, understanding that everyone has God in them, that the divine is in them, that they are sacred, and that God wants to welcome them into the church, into the family, was one of the early struggles of the early church. And when we look at that particular struggle there, it can help us with the challenge that we face today. Now, this particular time and place where it is most clear that God has changed the view and helped people understand this was in the moment where Peter, one of those early church leaders 2,000 years ago, had a vision that helped him change this. Now, this story is recorded in the book of Acts, and it helps us understand more clearly about how magnificent God's love is. Now, Peter, one of Jesus' followers, one of his disciples, believed that there was a sense that people were clean and unclean, that they were welcome and not welcome into the church, into these early followers of Jesus. And this was rooted in their beliefs that came from their Jewish background. Now, we don't want to hold anything against anybody in this regard, but this is what they're working with. The sense was that God had deemed that some people and some things were clean, and some people and some things, in particular animals, were unclean. And it wasn't that they were like physically dirty. What it meant was that they were not part of the inner family, that they were not divine body. They were not God carrying in that way. And what that meant was that they cannot be fully included in God's love and fully included in the community. And back then, that was a combo of all things. It wasn't just that they weren't welcome in the religious side of things. It meant that they weren't welcome at all in the community, because the community back then was a combination of political, religious, and people all wrapped up in one. And the vision that God gave Peter, allegedly, according to the story, is that one night he had a vision where there was a sheet coming down from heaven, and there were animals on there that previously Peter would have thought of as unclean. And God commands him to eat of that. Now, Peter then wakes from his vision, and he understands what it means that there is no one that he should call unclean if they are made by God. And it means later on that Peter articulates that God shows no partiality, that God's love is present for every single person. And when we hear this as Peter's understanding of inclusion of people back then that he thought didn't belong, that can help us understand that there is a calling for us to welcome and include everybody who we might think do not belong. And that can help us see how important it is to carry this message that all people are sacred and welcomed in God's kingdom. But in particular, we want to highlight that it is absolutely and especially true for people who identify as LGBTQIA+. Because sometimes they don't hear it enough that they are part of God's plan, that they are included in the church, and that they are part of the church family. Now, we are grateful that our church has become an open and affirming environment. And in particular, we hear it often from some of our students that our youth group is open and affirming. And we can celebrate that that's true for us, for our church. We can celebrate that that's true for several other churches in our community. But we also need to recognize that that is not the experience that people are having everywhere they go. They have a sense that they are unsafe, that they are unwanted, that they don't belong, and that they're not fully human. We see this in a lot of different places. We know that marriage equality is being challenged, and that's something that as followers of Jesus, we should care about. Also, we know that gender-affirming care is being compromised in different places around the country, and so that there are people who are hurting and not understanding why this is happening. Now, the solutions to all these things might be very complex, and it might be something that we as a church need to explore individually or perhaps collectively. But there is totally and completely one thing that we can do and should do, which is to personally and as a church carry that message that people who identify as LGBTQIA+ are sacred, that the divine is in them, and that the divine is calling them to be a part of our church or churches that want them. And when we carry that message forward into our everyday lives, we can make a massive difference in helping the world become more and more loving and more inclusive. Now, this is something that our church is growing in and progressing in, and I want to give a special thanks and credit to Pastor Amanda for her leadership in this and even shaping some of this message. But also want to highlight, this is why we continue to move forward in doing a little bit more and a little more often things that help show us the way forward. It's why we're participating in the first ever Pride Fest for Park Ridge, is because we want to carry this message that all people, but especially people who don't believe necessarily that the sacred is in them, can hear that they are loved, can hear that they are welcomed. And it makes a difference as we go forward to show this in our church, but it also can make a huge difference individually in people's lives. There's a sense and some real statistics and real support that show if a young person can have simply one person who is affirming of their sexual identity, especially if it's different and especially if it is on the LGBTQIA+ areas, if there can be one person that affirms that, it can make the life or death difference. Because we know children, students who identify as LGBTQIA+ are more likely to have mental health issues, more likely to contemplate suicide, and more likely to complete one. But if they have one adult who is affirming for them, it can make the difference and help them see that they have a wonderful life ahead of them. And maybe you can be that person. Maybe you are that person to somebody. Maybe I can be that person. Maybe I have been, I don't know. But what I do know and what we can say clearly is if we do not carry that message of sacred and that message of welcome, then they won't have that. And that's something that we can do as individual followers of Jesus who are open and affirming, and as a church that is as well. So I want to encourage each one of us to be able to do what I'm about to do and be able to say to somebody that I am open and affirming, that I am a Christian and a follower of Jesus who believes that the sacred is in people who are LGBTQIA identifying. That you are welcome in my church and you're welcome in my life, and that you are fully human, that you are fully safe, and that you are fully able to be alive in my life. And I want that to be true for you in every aspect of your life. I believe that that's something that each one of us can do if we are able to believe that for ourselves and for somebody else, and it's a message that we want to carry into every day of our lives, so that the world can become a safer and a more inclusive place for all people, especially people who are LGBTQIA+ identifying, because we know it hasn't been that way for them always. Let's together make that difference. It's a big difference that God is calling us to make. Amen. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks that you are with us and that you are in us. And we are grateful that you call every one of us into the community of faith, into the church. And for those of us that have never questioned that, we give you thanks for that. But we also lift up to you the people who have had that questioned with them and for them and against them. For our brothers and sisters and siblings who are LGBTQIA+ identifying, Holy God, we lift them up to you and we ask for us to be supportive of them. And if they are one of those people, for them to understand that the God is with them, God is in them, and that they are unconditionally welcomed. God, we pray that you help us to carry this message, both in everything that we do and in everything that we have and all the days you have blessed us with. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen.